The lads blew me away with how they performed. We'd worked on things and we'd worked on patterns, but the start and how they played and the first goal being an example of that, there was 19 passes in the build-up. Somebody said it was 19 passes and only two players weren't involved in it. So it was an unbelievable goal from a team point, finished off with another wonderful strike from Sean Longstaff. And they continued to play that way throughout the first half. Being young and a bit naive, we've got to try and sustain that for longer periods in the game, but their enthusiasm for what we're trying to do and how they're trying to go about it is fantastic.
He's hit the ground running, Sean, hasn't he?
Well, listen, I'm biased, but if he doesn't win Player of the Month for August, then there's something wrong, isn't there? Midfielder scoring three goals and the quality of his goals, he's really took to it. We watched him and we knew he was calm in front of goal, but that calmness has not really been there yet because I don't think he's got within range of 25 yards, has he yet? But it's fantastic from him, and he's a great kid, like I say, and he's growing and he's changed physically, mentally already in the time he's been with us. And long term, he's going to be, like I said, a very, very good player.
Great deal of interest in him over the summer, wasn't there? Do you see it as one of the big coups that you got this summer out of the 14?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were delighted that he chose us to come and play his football, and he's always got a smile on his face day to day, and he's enjoying his football, and there's still he knows that there's still areas of his games that he needs to improve on, and we're trying to develop that for him.
You moved it on Tuesday night in the cup competition, and from what I hear, there was a lot of players that really gave you a bit of food for thought.
That's what you want as a manager, and that was what we said before the game. To give me a problem, don't make it easy for me, and don't turn in a performance where I don't have to consider them for this weekend. And there were some that, like you say, they really gave us food for thought. And then I was also delighted that we were able to get two of the younger ones, Rowan Roach and young Finn, on the pitch as well, and delighted that Finn scored a fabulous goal in the actual game. It's pleasing. I think it's a good reflection of the environment that we've got here, that you have players that are hungry and fighting to get in the team.
And that's what you've always said about this competition, isn't it? That it should have been the perfect example last season for this, and now it can be.
Now it can be. I think the changes have helped you massively with that, and it proved that on Tuesday night. It's good for the development of some of our younger ones as well to be in and around some of the seniors that played that night and passed on their experience.
What are you expecting from Wimbledon? Bit of everything so far from them in the league.
Well, they're a tough nut to crack, that's for sure. Very well organised, very well drilled. They've got some lively players at the top end of the pitch, but we've got to go and perform to the levels that we did on Saturday and try and give them some problems.
You must be really pleased with this first month, and hopefully sign off, start September, the way that you've finished August, because a lot of teams who come up have to feel their way into it, and you've done really well, haven't you?
We've done all right. We've done okay. It's been a tough month. The games, the fixtures, those four fixtures that we had, they weren't easy fixtures for sure, and we've got to continue that. We certainly can't pat ourselves on the back and think that, that's it. There's a hell of a long way to go, but from a start, and I think when you consider, I think like last week's starting lineup, we had two 19-year-olds and two a 20-year-old and a 21-year-old in the starting 11. That's a fantastic start from them, but that inexperience, that might catch up with a couple of them later on down the line, but we're talking to them and working with them to prevent that. But it's been good, and I've enjoyed it. Like I say, I've enjoyed watching in the four games. I've enjoyed watching the team play, and they're trying to do the right things. And as long as we do that, we know we'll lose some football matches trying to play that way. But if we're doing the right things, then they'll have no complaints from me.